As a Triple M listener, we're sure you're familiar with a Sunday session.
Froppers!
Now, get ready for a Sunday session with a difference. Ow! It's the Rush Hour's Sunday session, the best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
Sunday session time again, Fat, and happy Father's Day to you and all the dads in the Rush Hour family. And as usual, I haven't heard from any of my children.
And happy Father's Day to you as well, Jimmy boy. Enjoy another pair of socks or shitty old jocks.
No.
But also, you'll enjoy the list of things that I've told you long before anyone else knew about them.
Most of that list was absolute bullcrap. But we'll also get an idiot file out of you. And we chat to the big haystacks, Johnny Hastings.
Oh, big haystacks. And I'll finish it off with a very good joke once again. But next, Jimmy boy, I'm looking forward to our furthest, you dickhead, furthest Rush Hour listener.
Whether you're from the United States,
like when I went to Hi-Ho,
a tiny island,
Guacamalia,
or even Sweden, we want to hear from you.
We are looking for our farthest away listener. That's how you say it, Phil. Farthest.
Furthest. It is furthest, Jim.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Now, Fat, I've had my top five, and it was very, very nicely constructed. That was back end of last week.
Yeah, not really.
And what we said was, if you want to nominate to be mentioned, and there are good prizes too attached to this, it's Bill's turn Tuesday next week to pick his top five farthest.
Furthest. Here we are, the top five.
Top five.
Furthest remote towns, cities, hamlets.
Farthest away listeners.
Hamlets that listen to the Rush Hour. Top five at number five is, you won't believe this, they're both 16,100 kilometres away, Jim. Denmark and Charlotte. Denmark, Jim.
What are you buying ABBA for?
ABBA are from Denmark, you dick.
They're from Sweden.
They're not from Sweden. They're over the border at Denmark.
You are.
That is our fifth furthest away spot. Denmark and Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm, you know who's from North Carolina?
Who?
Michael Jordan.
Ah, very good.
16,000 clicks away. At 16,260 clicks away, Stuttgart, Germany, Jim. The Luftballons.
Yes. Nina.
Nina,
I like
how
it.
Good. 99 Luftballons or red balloons in English. That is Leon Quinn.
Quinny.
Yeah, he's from Nectar, actually, near Stuttgart. Right. And also BT Czar, originally a Gippsland girl, now in Stuttgart, Germany.
Wow.
And she loves my jokes and she loves me. Good on you,
darling. She doesn't like either of them, funnily enough.
Righto. Also, now coming at number three, Jimmy, is Toronto, Canada.
Knock your pants around your feet.
Oh, no.
Who's that? What's that song?
We haven't played that for a long time
on
this station.
Pants around your feet. Wowee.
We banned them from Triple
we
M.
We did.
For good reason.
16,324 clicks away, and that's Alvin Purple 87 from Toronto, Canada.
Nice.
Every bloody day he listens.
Good.
I know you've got here, Jim, 30 minutes of happiness. All right. Number two, the top three are all from Ireland, but number two is from Dublin and Hilltown, Ireland. Great spot, Jim. Here we go. You listening?
I'm listening.
Good.
I like the musical accompaniment you're putting into your thing here.
Ramsey's helped me out there, I must admit.
Toronto.
So that is from a couple of boys over there in Ireland. Patrick Mack, 1973. I live in Dublin, Ireland. Love the Rush Hour. It should be on for 2 hours. I don't get to listen. It would be good to catch the podcast. And the other one is, hang on.
Enough of that one.
Is number one.
Seamus Parr. He's from where is he from? County down in Ireland. But our number one, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
And here it is here, and it says, Mr. President, King of Geelong, Rabs, Jill and Maddie.
Oh.
John, listening from, I won't say it yet, and cannot be overlooked for the most remote area in the world.
Yes.
They've got a footy ground there, which is 20 feet away from the Atlantic Ocean, and doing our best to win an AFL flag.
Atlantic. No, there's a T in there. Atlantic. Yep.
Atlantic Ocean, 20 feet away, Jim. Love your work. Bill, you're a legend. Rabsy laugh is brilliant. Jim is the best in the business.
Yes,
I lived in Melbourne for 7 years listening to the show, and I love it. And his name is Jim. What was his name?
Oh!
Sean. Sean from Galway. She played a fiddle in an Irish band,
but she fell in love with an Englishman. Bill.
Yes.
Oh, that's Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I know, but that's
He's
Galway
not
Girl. No, no, but the song.
Oh, right.
Galway Girl, Jim. Great song. Galway Girl. Oh, she played the fiddle like an... Yes. So that is well done to Sean from
the
Galway.
In an Irish band.
Oh, it doesn't matter, yeah, Rev. Shut up.
Well, it does. It's the lyrics.
Well done to Sean. But, Jim, you know where he is in Galway, which
is the west
coast of Ireland.
Yes.
And they've got the Galway Magpies footy ground.
Yes.
And it's in swampland, but it's 20 feet away from the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, Atlantic is it, yeah.
So right. That's our furthest listener. That is 17,368 kilometres away.
If you're only going to take one test wicket, you want to make it a good one. And our next guest did just that, removing South Africa's AB de Villiers. Here to preview Australia and England's One Day in T20 series, it's Frankston's finest coffee maker, John Hastings.
Here he is, the big Haystacks. Calhoun, welcome to you.
G'day, JB, Bill, Rabsy. How are we, boys?
Every time I hear that wicket, I remember it at the time, but it's the big flying buffalo, Tubb Taylor.
I tell you what,
one of my all-time favourites.
Every time I come on, I literally go on YouTube it after that. I forgot I played a test match until I speak to you boys.
Actually, so did I, to be honest.
Righto, Bill.
Now, tell us what's happening. Let's go with Sheffield Shield season coming up. Victoria, have a new coach also, mate.
Yes, Bucky Rogers. I'm really pleased with that appointment. I texted him as soon as I found out. I think Maxie Klinger, Brad Hodge were the two other names that were being considered, and I think they've done well. He's done his time up in Brisbane, and he's taken care of the Australian under-19s for the last few years and coached really well with them. He's done a little bit over in England as well with Somerset. So I think it's time for him to get a head job coaching role. So I think he'll do really well.
Right. Oh, look at Bill.
Sure. No, Jim, I've said
you think that's
juggled,
baby.
As soon as
let's
I said
look
that,
at your idiot head. Gonna...
Jim, Raps is carrying on like a 3-year-old here.
Yeah.
I say good on him. If he can get the bloody coaching job, good on him. He's been a star. How are they looking, the Vics? Are they going to play some kids?
I think they will. Yeah, I think, young Will Sutherland's probably one that's going to look to step up. Matty Short, Seb Gotch, guys like that.
Yep.
And then... you know, you've still got James Pattinson, Maxwell Finch when they come back. But, you know, I think it's going to be time to blood some young kids for the Vics. They've had a pretty bloody good 15 years, Bill. So I think that they're going to look for that next generation. So, yeah, that will be one challenge. But I think Chris Rogers is probably the good man to go in and do that because he spent a lot of time with the next generation coming through of Australian cricket. So he'll know exactly who Victoria have and have identified them to be able to play a role early on.
Now, any role for our man, a bowling role down there?
No, I'm actually doing a bit of stuff with Frankston. So, I'll be doing a bowling coaching role with them. I'm actually going to play cricket this year as well for Q with one of my really good mates who's captain coach there. So, I'm looking forward to that. There's a few of us that are really good mates that are going to go around on a Saturday if and when the season gets up and running.
Yes.
Oh, well, sounds good. Well done to you playing with some mates at Q. Do you have to pay... like $10 for ball
subs.
Fees or something like that.
I'll be bringing the old matchsticks, the cream puffs.
Yes.
I've had to pay my subs bill, and I've also just had to order all the uniform. I couldn't believe it. I'm jaw nearly dropped to the floor. I was thinking, hang on, surely I can get a free hoodie.
is that Weeksy, the coach there at Q?
It is. Chris Weeks, one of my really good mates. So he nearly broke the record last year or the year before, I think, for most runs scored ever. So hopefully, I think Matty Brown from Melbourne, who captained them in the first 11 last year, will be coming across as well. So we'll have a good side. We'll have a bit of fun. That's what it's all about.
Exactly, mate.
Hopefully this last 6 months in lockdown has just straightened him up a little bit and he can get his head right and you know, have a good long run at playing for Australia.
And Virat Kohli, we understand that his beautiful better half is expecting a baby during the time they're here playing Test cricket. Will the great man come at all? Will he come and go home? How will that work?
Geez, it's going to be interesting, especially with what's going to happen around quarantine rules and all that sort of thing, with travelling to and from and what's going to happen. Look, if it was me, I'd be going home for the birth of my first child, but not too sure. He's a very serious man, Virat. He loves his cricket, but knowing him, I'd say he'd probably come to try and play some part in it and then scoot home whenever it gets pretty close. So it'll be an interesting one to watch.
You know, my old man, Haystacks, and my older brother is 54, so we're talking a long time ago, of course, but the old man, as you know, old Stixie was, you're talking about young Nude Nut, but the old man, the legend, of course, played 100 games for WA back in the 60s and 70s. He turned up to the birth of my oldest brother with his whites and spikes on after playing grade cricket.
Right.
He played district cricket that day, and the nuns, because the nuns used to be the midwives in those days, Haystacks, the nuns kicked him out, said he wasn't showing them and his wife enough respect by turning up in that state, so they booted him out.
Or do you go and have a beer at the pub and wait, or go get a change of clothes?
How good is that, Jim?
100% was not there when Mark was born because he was inappropriately dressed, and the nuns said, you're not allowed in.
That is unbelievable.
All right, mate. Good on you, Haysto. Great to speak with you. Go the Aussies. Good luck with Mr. Frankie and the strong reformer.
Thank you, Bill, JB, Rabsy.
Well done. Great man.
The top 10 things I told you first before anyone else. Before Tom Brown, anyone, Jim.
All right. I'm interested to hear this list.
And you listen up too, listeners, because I reckon you don't hear half the things I say.
Right.
Don't understand. Number one.
Right. Well, number one.
I told you Adelaide would win their first game of the year last night. Yes. And what happened, Jim?
I will give you that. You did say Adelaide were going to win.
I said that yesterday. I also told you, I reckon back in June, that the grand final was going to be played in Queensland at the Gabba.
Fat. Everyone has known that.
No. Before. This is before everyone. You're not listening. I told you, number three, that coronavirus was going to destroy 2020, Jim.
What?
To be honest, I didn't realise how big it was going to be, but I did say it at the time. Number four, Jim.
Yes.
I've been saying this for 2 years or 3 years. I told you silver is going to go through the roof and buy it now. Silver and gold. I've been saying that, Jim.
Bill, you told us that 3 years ago when the price was nothing, and it's been nothing for about the next 2.5 years, and it's only just risen.
Well, guess what, Jim? It is through the roof. And I told you. Number five. Warned you. I knew something was up. That sandpaper gate or the scandal or whatever it was going to ruin cricket in this country. I was onto that, Jim, early. There was trouble in the camp.
Fat, that happened 3 years ago.
Well, I know it happened 3 years ago, Jim, but I told you 3.5 years ago. Number six. I also told you that the Olympics wouldn't happen this year. It was never going to happen, Jim. Once coronavirus come in, that was never going to happen. Bad luck, Tokyo. Probably be July next year, I'm thinking now, Jim, but bad luck, the old poor old Tokyoans.
Yes. Tokyoans?
Yep. Number seven. I told you that Backyard Barty would be number one tennis player in the world. I was over that. I told you that.
You said she was coming out of playing cricket and was going to be no good at all.
I didn't like a cricket, I said, if you listen properly. I said, no good at cricket, but tennis, I love a serve, I love
you
a volley.
You are a bull artist.
I love a volley, I love a patience. She's got it all, and I saw that first. Number eight, Jim.
Number eight.
I told you that old forehead Shorten would lose the election. We knew that, Jim.
No, you didn't.
I told you that.
You are such a bull artist. Through that whole time, you said he was going to walk in.
No, I didn't, because he's too smart. Smart Alec. He was too smug and he can't run. He's got the worst running soul in the world. So poor old forehead was never going to get through.
All right.
Number nine, this got a bit serious at the time, and I copped a bit of flack, I remember, Jim.
Yep.
But I told you that Sung Yang was taking drugs.
No!
I did so.
Jim. The whole world knew he was taking drugs.
I knew before the whole world. It was Boyle.
Stood on the bloody dais and told the world.
8 years for you, buddy. Ship off, son. And number 10, Jim.
All right, the number one. This is your number one before anyone else heard it.
And I've known it for a while, but, Jim, I always knew that Ellen was a bitch.
No! Oh!
Jim, I knew that.
Fat. What the hell?
Jim, I knew it. I used to watch her, right? And she'd sign off with, be kind to one another. And I'd say, well, look at yourself, Ellen, fair dinkum. And she is not a nice lady. And there is my list.
I will put it to you that 8.5 of those 10 you never said.
Mm-mm-mm. I can go back if you want to. I can go back in time. I can go back to the archives and find it if you want to. All of those over the last 2 or 3 years that you, because you only listen to what you say. You don't listen to poor old Anthony.
For good
Williams.
Reason.
And the listeners, half of them don't bloody listen either. So they can get stuff. So well done to old Nostra.
An idiot file, of course, is something the Rush Hour family love almost more than anything else. And we can run sort of almost a couple a week. Mm. But Matty Hayward, our man in the booth, he was overworked. And so what we've done is we've said to Matty, all right, instead of 2 a week, let's do 1 a fortnight. And how long does this one go, Rabbits?
8 minutes.
8 minutes. Anyway, enjoy 8 minutes of the idiot file. And then a really crap joke to finish it off. That's how the show's going to sound. Hello to you, Willis.
Hey, g'day, Jim. And I'm going to do some tic-tacking with the girls too TikTok later on, even. So stand by.
Yeah, TikTok, yep. And what about in the NBA, please?
Well, the playoffs are on, and all I'm worried about is Joe Ingles. He's the only Aussie playing in the NBA playoffs.
Yes.
He had 18 points for Utah Jazz, 6 assists, 2 rebounds, and he hit 4 from the range, Jim. He is on fire.
Four from the range.
Yes,
Jim. What does that mean, Fat?
Well, he got 4 from downtown.
Right, okay. That's what that means.
Yeah, downtown, Jim. And he's been washing the sideboards or something.
Oh, no. What? Washing the sideboards.
Never heard that one.
We've had three people email us or DM us during the weekend, Jim. One's from Ireland.
He just called me Jim.
Well, you actually,
get
it's not
that
a bad
for
name.
Me, please. Rabbits Bartholomew.
Also, what else have I got here? Sydney. Keep talking. Sydney is pushing to host the grand final, Jim.
But then she goes on and says, I was just listening to the quiz. Did Bill utter the following sentence? He's becoming to this sex single? Go Blues, says Ruth. Right, let's have a listen.
He's becoming to this sex single.
What is that?
Don't make up stuff or put in make me sound bad.
Ruth has picked up on it. Let's listen to it again, Bartholomew.
He's become into this sex single, Jim. I tried to say he's becoming a sex symbol.
But you didn't say that. You said he's...
Which is hard to say,
he's
Jim.
He's becoming to this.
When you're on air, on Radio Live, it's hard to say.
Is it?
He's starting to become a sex symbol. Shadow boxing because of the big fight tonight.
Yes.
All eyes are going to be on Townsville tonight,
Townsville.
Jim. Now, there's something I reckon I've never said before.
Never. Oh, the zoo kitty?
The big Aussie fight between the fighters. Do you know how tall they are? What?
The great fight between the two fighters.
You know how tall they both are?
Nope.
175 centimetres, Jim. They're as tall as Tom Papley.
That's Boomer Harvey.
Well, Boomer Harvey, Tom Papley. And they weigh... One last one.
All right.
Just some cricket, Jim.
Yes.
Chris Rogers, the former opening batsman for Australia, is now the head coach of Victoria. So good on him.
There's almost an idiot file out of just this opener.
Plus, Jimmy Boy, the Western Bulldogs, Alice, Killing Teeth, Keith, will join us, and my magnificent hump day quiz is back.
Did he say Alice?
Yeah, Alice.
Leave it if he did.
And also Brent Williams will play his first game. He's a ruckman. He can jump.
Ahead of Nine Sport?
Well, not that Brent Williams, but this is another Brent Williams. Down the other side, down the peninsula there, Jim, and can jump, the boy. So good luck to him. And
down the other side, what are you talking about, Fat?
Well, the other side from here.
I think you might find that his name is Bailey Williams.
Yeah, his Bailey. Brother's Brent, that's right. Oh. Bailey Williams, Jim, you idiot. Not the same bloke
what
that works
are you
at
on about?
He asks the cabbie if he would be a witness because, Jimmy boy, he suspects his wife is having an affair.
Or even an affair.
Even an affair. Because your top five were silly.
No, it was Melton, magnificent.
They were in Peterborough, Melton, Donnybrook.
Oh, they were not.
Peterborough's over in England.
You're an idiot.
It's still far away.
Yeah, that's a long
and
way
I'm
away.
I'm going to go the real top five, like over in Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
And a bit of cricket, Jim. The Aussies are over in England, of course, and Pat Cummins' 11 took on Andrew Finch's 11.
Yes.
Or even Aaron's.
Aaron Finch, even. Yes.
We've got an Aussie. His name is Caleb Ewan.
Caleb Ewan.
Who is a star, a sprinting star, and he won stage three with a magnificent late burst. Have a listen, Jim.
Sam Bennett qui va remporter sa première victoire sur le Tour de France, à moins que Caleb Ewan ne revienne dans le final. Caleb Ewan devant Sam Bennett.
C'est le vent de face, c'est qu'il a eu.
Jim, that was French.
Bill. No, thank you.
French.
That was French.
French. French. Before we go into honourable mentions, okay, and then we go into the furthest.
Yes.
All right, this is the honourable mentions, Jim,
for the
furthest away listener, okay?
Yep.
So, of someone from Greenland, someone from Finland, someone from Poland.
Yes.
Someone from Sweden. It would be good to catch the podcast. And the other one is, hang on.
Yeah, enough of that one.
Is number one.
Seamus Parr. He's from where is he from? County down in Ireland. Love your work. Bill, you're a legend. Rabsy Laugh is brilliant. Jim is the best in the business.
Yes,
I lived in Melbourne for 7 years listening to the show, and I love it. And his name is Jim. What was his name? They've got a footy ground there, which is 20 feet away from the Atlantic Ocean, and doing our best to win an AFL flag.
Atlantic. No, yeah, there's a T in there. Atlantic. Yep.
Atlantic Ocean. 20 feet away, Jim.
Hey, Dominic.
How are you?
We want Bill to have a crack at saying your surname. What's Dominic's surname, Fat?
Napolitan.
What? It's D, and then we want the next word said by you. Fat Dominic D.
D. Gulgely Limel.
What is it, Dom?
It's Diggle Elmo.
Diggly Elmo, Fat.
Yeah.
Oh, tickle me elbow.
Yeah, pretty good.
Anyway, a bit of sound plum boomba. I also told you that the Olympics wouldn't happen this year. It was never going to happen, Jim. Once coronavirus come in, that was never going to happen. Bad luck, Tokyo. Probably be July next year, I'm thinking now, Jim, but bad luck, the old poor old Tokyoans.
Yes. Tokyoans.
Yep. Welcome back to Triple M. That is... I'm jumping on it.
Yes.
And Gil McLaughlin's arrived up there, the boss of the AFL, and I am the only one to talk to him. I am the only one that got a bit of exclusivity with Gil. Bevan on two, Jaden on one. In last week's Geelong Bulldogs game, what was the score at quarter time? Oh, Jay.
39-3.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
No, it wasn't.
What's the answer, Bev?
I'll go on 38-2, I guess.
No.
All right.
It was Western Bulldogs 6 goals, 3-33, Jim. 39.
Oh, yes. Oh my God.
But didn't Jaden say 39-3?
He did.
Buffett!
Well done, Jada. You got that one.
You are such a fool's head. Fat, you're in career worst. And I've said that so many times. Yeah, but
you've said that a bit.
But, Bill, you must listen to that. That's 8 minutes. And at the end of it, you must think, where am I at?
Well, Jim, I went for a piss. I missed it.
Tell you what I've got here is a little bit of audio that we need to play because, just hit it for me, Rabs.
G'day, Dave. Billy Brownless here, mate, wishing you a happy Father's Day. Hope you have a good day, good night, and plenty of froffies for old Davo on Father's Day. Hey, good to hear. You listen to the Rush Hour. You listen on YouTube. That is fantastic, mate. All the best to you. Have a very good happy Father's Day from me, Billy, and also Hayley, and also Eden. So good on you, mate. Go Cats.
All right. So that's Bill very doing one cameo of his paid appearances where he sends that through and receives a clip for wishing cameo, people a happy... what's it called?
It's called Cameo, and it's a lot... I'm doing a few this weekend for Father's Day, yes.
All right. And so we've got a caller on the line here. Who have we got here?
We've got Harley.
Now, I'm just going to read the little bit of correspondence that got sent through to me. Jim, this is from Harley. Jim, he's also calling me the King of Kings. And Aiden, but he says, I bloody paid $100 for old Fat to do a cameo for me dad for Father's Day, and he calls me Haley, not Harley. What a flog. Bill, you couldn't even get Harley's name right.
Well, he spelled it incorrectly. I think it came through as Haley.
Well, let's have a listen.
And also Haley.
So, Bill, Harley's on the line now. What have you got to say to him? He wants his 100 back.
Sorry, Haley, but stiff shit.
He did it again.
Harley, how disappointed were you to part with your hard-earned and to get that sent back to you?
Well, the thing is, like, I paid for it that morning, and then in the late afternoon, I actually got the notification. I showed Mum. I was like, oh, Mum, watch. We watched the whole video through, and it was really good. It was awesome. And then he said my name, and he just ruined it.
Haley's a girl's name, Bill, and Harley's a boy.
Well, speaking to Harley, I'm not far off. Now.
So, Fat, what now, are you going to do it's not, to repair the damage to Harley?
Harley, it wasn't for you, mate. It's for your dad.
It's also from he did it again. Haley again.
His name's Harley, Bill. What are you going to do to repair the damage to Harley's brand?
I don't know what I can do. What can I do? What is?
Well, for a start, you can hand his 100 back. Give him his 100 back.
Well, you just don't get 100, Jim. It goes through all the tax purposes and things like that, and goes into the bank account.
What about another cameo for Dave?
All right, come on.
Oh, definitely.
Let's give Dave an audio cameo here, a live one, where you get Dave right, obviously, but you also get Harley right. In the message for Father's Day, Harles, we'll send this out to you on email. Here goes Fat with a proper recognition.
G'day, Dave. Billy Brownless here. You probably would know that former superstar of the Geelong Footy Club. You're barrack for the Cats, so good on you. Just wishing you a happy Father's Day, mate. Hope you have a big, big day and a big, big night and plenty of froffies for you, Davo. Oh, beautiful. Get amongst it. And this is from your kids. Eden and Haley.
Oh, no.
Fat.
Bill, he also goes for the Tigers.
Oh, no.
He goes for the Tigers and you got the name wrong again. All right, I'll tell you what we're doing.
What's his name? Harley Davison.
I'll tell you what we're doing for you, Harley. We're going to send you a personalised label from St Andrew's Beach Brewery, a Father's Day dozen.
Love it.
Yes.
And they are superb, by the way. Yeah, the boutique brewer that down on the peninsula.
Yeah, oh, good, Jim. That might shut him up. Oh! Bloody whinging fit.
Harles, happy Father's Day to Dave. Have a great day on the weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Good
appreciate
on you, Harley.
It.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Why is today's quiz unique?
Well, very unique today, Jimmy boy, because it's man on man, but these two men are brothers. Ooh. They are brothers. So we've got brother on brother, and they both live in Armstrong Creek. I think they live in the same house, Jim, so this will be interesting. So we've got Bevan there. G'day, Bev.
Skinny, fat, how are we, boys?
Good, Bev. And now you two live in the same house?
Yeah, that's correct, mate.
And down at Armstrong Creek, all very nice down there.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Not too bad at all.
And you're a cat supporter, Bevo.
Yeah, mate, we're going well, aren't we?
We're flying, Coco. And your brother, I assume he's in another room. Jaden, g'day.
How you going, mate?
Good. Who's the oldest brother?
Bev is.
Bev. And you live in the same house?
Yeah, mate. Yep, just a few rooms down.
No, do Bev just said that.
Unfortunately.
Do you get on well? Shut up, Jim. Do you get on well?
Most of the time.
Most of the time. Right, and you're a cat man today, too.
Yeah, mate. Yep, going real well.
So, Rabs, just before we start this quiz, I just want to back over the fact that it was Jaden you were speaking to first.
Bevan.
I know Bevan. And so Bill goes, so, Bevan, do you live in the same house? And he goes, yeah, we do. So then Bill asks Jaden, so you, who must be in another room, so do you live in the same house?
Just sometimes they lie, Jim. People lie.
No, I don't reckon. All right, Bev and Jay are your two call signs. When you think you know the answer, scream it out.
Brother on brother. Here we go. Righto, a couple of Geelong questions in this, compiled by the lovely Gillian, old Mumpsy herself. Righto, number one. Name the Geelong player who is currently sitting on 199 games.
Bev.
Bev.
Lockie Henderson.
No, Bev.
No.
And now Jaden.
On to you.
Zach Tui.
Yes, to be sure. Well done, Jado. Number two is an audio. Have a listen to this and tell us what happened after this.
Westhoff to Butters to the advantage. Beautiful handballs. Takes the bounce. 50, 40, 30.
Jay. Was it Jay?
I think I heard Bev first. Bev?
Hey, he fell over.
over himself. He tripped over himself. It was like a big bundy in front of him. He fell over his own feet.
Brian going on about that bundy, which is a yoni or a rock in the gym.
Perth saying for a rock.
Yeah. So it's one all.
One all,
Jim. Yeah, Bev on one.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah,
one all. Maybe Jaden on one. This is a multiple choice, boys. Bill, that's me. My number one furthest away listener was from what country?
Bev.
Bev's gone early.
Ireland.
Do you know which town?
Galway girl.
Galway, well done. Hey, played the fiddle in it.
Of the options, and Rabs, I think you know where I'm going. Of the options, the A, B, C, and D, what were they, Fat?
A was Ireland, which Bevo was onto, Jim.
Yeah, he was onto. And B?
B was Russia.
Rabbits. Jeez, you're a banana. All right, we're going to start this again, boys. You just be quiet in the background.
Yeah.
All right. So Fat, of the multiple choice, of course, Bev got it right with Ireland, but what was B?
B, my friend, was Russia. Hey. C was Denmark and D was Geelong. Bevan on two, Jaden on one. In last week's Geelong Bulldogs game, what was the score at quarter time? Oh, Jay.
39-3.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
No, it wasn't.
What's the answer, Bev?
I'll go on 38-2, I guess.
No.
All right.
It was Western Bulldogs 6 goals, 3:33, Jim. 39.
Oh, yes. Oh my God.
But didn't Jaden say 39-3?
He did.
Buffett!
Jules!
Well done, Jada. You got that one.
You are such a fool's head.
Well, I'm reading the answers here, Jim, and it says 6 goals, 3:33. So someone stuffed that up.
So
39-3, yes.
All right, here we go.
Here it is. Number five. I'm going to play some audio. You tell me what it is.
Sam Bennett qui va remporter sa première victoire sur le Tour de France,
moins
que Caleb Ewan. Il est dans le final.
Is it Brazilian?
No.
No, Bev. Oh. In you come.
It's not Russian either.
That's not Russian. it might be a race. It might be a race, Bev.
Oh, God.
It's
no,
the finish
no,
two.
The finish all right. Two
now
stage.
We have to move on to another question, Fat.
This is not good.
Oh, look at Fat trying to
here we go.
All right, come on.
By the way, it was the finish to stage three of the Tour de France.
I don't.
But so, I knew you boys from Armstrong Creek wouldn't know that.
I reckon the captain question. Yeah.
Who captained Geelong before Joel Selwood?
Bevan.
Yes, Bev.
Oh,
Cameron Ling.
Yes, Bevo. Yes, well done, Bevo.
That's a win, Rabbits. Play us some celebration music.
Bevo won and he's from Russia.
Stowe?
Yeah.
Yes.
We all know a bloke who thinks he's funnier after he's had a few.
Now that I'm a joke meister.
This is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
I made a mistake over the weekend, Jim.
Yep.
Having a dog named Shark at the beach was a mistake. All I was doing was going, Shark, Shark, Shark. No, you should have seen the people run, Jim.
Oh, no.
Jim, they were running everywhere.
That's just like a story. No, and a not funny one.
All right, then. Here's one for you.
Righto.
Two. You know what they say about jokes with the wrong punchline, Jim?
What?
To get to the other side.
Oh, that's even worse.
I didn't listen to you.
So you couldn't. You'd think you can't get any worse than
no,
the first
no,
one,
it did.
And then you just did. That's so let's actually, go for a third one.
That's a clever one. Do you know? A few years ago, my friends and I started a band called 999 Megabytes. Must be any good because we still haven't got a gig.
Oh, where are you getting this trash from?
I'm going to force you to tell the Thailand joke just to save the segment.
There's three of the best,
no,
my friend.
No.
This has been the Rush Hour Sunday Session. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.
I feel good.
Triple M.